Vespa Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine abyss, and reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Hello, people. How's it going? Hi, Jazzy.
Hey, Zombie.
Are you alive? You okay? You working well?
I'm alive. I'm okay. I'm not having hiccup fits right now.
Yeah. Did I scare you?
I haven't been having them for a couple of hours now, but let's hope they stay away.
Excellent. And did you like that lovely little show there with Mr. Greg and Thomas F. Monteleone?
I did. It was awesome.
Informative and good for you.
So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about zombie movies today.
Ooh.
I'm going to ask you to give me a number between 1 and 16, and I'm going to start talking about some weird-ass zombie movies.
My favorite number is 13.
13. That's a very good number. That one is McDead Slobs and Boomsticks.
Ooh.
Yes. What happens when the head of research and development at McDead Slobs, the world's largest fast food franchise, finds out that the meat that they've been serving for the last few months is infected with biological contaminants sufficient to change their customers into mindless, blithering, all-consuming zombies? What do you do? Well, she teams up with her neighbor, the amiable and fun-loving, gun-toting CEO of Girths and Gessens, to try and stop the end of the world. So, we got a bunch of zombies. We got a bunch of hilarious fast food joints all over the world just suddenly popping up zombies.
Zombies
at fast food joints. And rednecks
Colleen
with guns.
Says zombies, fast foods, and guns.
Yeah, rednecks with guns, man. That stuff is funny. They get into all kinds of... you ever see the movie Critters? Okay, maybe not.
Little
fuzzy fur balls that run around, roll around and like kill things?
Well, what was that movie?
It was in the 80s. It was like Gremlins, but not...
I was going to say Gremlins.
A little bit more nastier than Gremlins. But fun. So I had this one scene in the, it was like a chuck wagon shop or whatever. Just basically a burger joint. And the creatures are all over the place just making a mess. Well, see, that's what zombies do. When you go to a fast food joint, they just try to be like everybody else. They want to get a half-decent meal, get a little bit of quick food to go, and then, get back on their life. And yes, as Bill P. says, Outer Space Fuzzies, that was Critters. Yes. Fun movie. So McDead Slobs, as you can tell, is a parody of another franchise who we shall not name because we like to be able to stay in business and stay recording and broadcasting and other stuff like that. And Boomsticks! And as Hellion is in the chat room saying about slow food, no, man, we love all kinds of food.
Cookies!
Especially cookies. And they got some of... No, they don't. good cookies at McDead Slobs.
Uh-oh.
They're sloppy.
Brain cookies?
Well, yes, with extra special spleen sauce added. So, enter the Boomsticks. Well, you're going to have a gun guy. He's going to have a gun. Big gun. Shooting things left, right, and center. Messes galore all over the place.
Sounds like a bloody mess.
Well, you have... Oh, maybe you haven't seen some of the movies I've talked about.
No.
You should check out Japanese splatter movies if you want to see a mess. Those movies is messed. They got more blood spewing through everything there than you'll ever find in any kind of slaughterhouse, ever. 12-gauge shotgun. Big boom. Big bada-boom. Big splatter all over the place because there's brain matter going into outer space. Something like that, right?
I'll pass on that.
Oh, come on. It's good for you. It's good, clean fun for the whole family.
I don't do blood.
Why not?
The it's all smell?
Fake.
Huh? Okay, it's fake, but... Still, the look of it, the smell of it, like,
the
just the
of
sight
it.
Of it makes me think of the smell of real blood.
And what does real blood smell like?
Like you.
Okay, ew.
That's like the
All
only
right.
way I can explain it is ew.
That's an analogy we can live with. Ew.
Ew.
I've always thought it tasted kind of rusty myself, but... Maybe that's just me. Okay, pick another number.
Six.
Ooh. Shiny zombie story.
Ooh, shiny zombies?
Shiny zombies. So.
Is that anything like Twilight? They go out in the sun and they sparkle?
I don't know. What's that? What's Twilight? What's that?
It's a fake vampire movie.
Twilight? What's that? I don't know what that is. That sounds wrong.
EW will hurt me about talking about it.
Well, I'll be frank. I've never actually seen Twilight. All I've seen is I tried to read one page of the book and I had to put it down because I thought it was not quite intelligent enough for me, so I had to pass on it.
It's like a romance novel for little kids.
Romance, because little kids, they need romance, right?
Exactly. They need to be filled with thoughts of, my boyfriend can be perfect and sparkle in the sun.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Because at 12-year-olds, they should be thinking about boys. That should be their first thought.
But you'd be surprised about little kids nowadays.
Oh, no, no. I'm not surprised at what they're thinking about. But that's because society keeps impinging upon them all of these little things that they should and shouldn't. And hey, let's have people grow up to be serial killers. Oh, okay. I'm good with that. We are surprised why they grow up to be serial killers and weird people. I know some weird people.
I know some weird people, too.
There are some weird people. And I mean some weird people. And then there's a lot of good people who are weird, too. But then there's some really weird people. Serial killers! They're everywhere. Okay, so shiny
weird's
zombie
not always
story.
Bad, though.
Sorry?
So weird's not always bad, though.
Oh, no, no, no. Weird is not always bad. Weird is just... Everybody is, to a degree, some kind of weird. And each person has to own that weirdness and then be good with that weird. Right?
Yep.
Right? 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 Come
right.
on, chat room. Say right. I want to see some right in the chat
no
room.
There's no normal.
There is normal.
I don't know what normal
no,
is.
No, no, no. There is normal. It's a statistical probability of existential proportions. Basically speaking, out of the 6.5 billion people on the world, one person is normal. Who is he or she?
Not me.
It ain't me either. So, back to the movie. Shiny zombie story. This is the big bad book of new zombies. Hector was not your normal everyday run-of-the-mill zombie. He had a heart. Mind you, he stole it from a little boy, but he had one. And he was going to make a difference in the world. He was going to personally try and connect all of humanity together and bring peace to everyone. One other thing. Whenever you saw him, you'd almost say that he glowed. Kind of like Rudolph on Christmas night. Little red glowy glow. Ooh. Glow. No?
Glow?
Red glow. You know, like Rudolph. Leading all the rest
with
of the reindeers.
With the red nose, like a light bulb?
Exactly. leading the rest of the reindeers to the happy place where Santa was so that they could all get all the good stuff and deliver to them, all the little good boys and girls in the world, and then eat their brains. Shiny! You know?
Shiny!
With a zombie reindeer? What are you going to do with a zombie reindeer? You're going to ride those little, I would say some profanity here, but I'll pass. And then land on top of somebody's rooftop. You know, you get the whole thing going on there. And then you creep down their chimneys. And they're all asleep. Not even thinking about the possibilities in the rest of the world going on. And you eat the brains.
Nom, 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 nom.
See, that's the original reason why they put cookies out for Santa.
Oh.
See?
Sneaky, sneaky.
There's got to be a reason for everything. Everything starts with an origin story for some reason to do. So you put the cookies out, and that saves you from the zombies, because then they don't go any past it. Cookies? And then they eat all the cookies, and then say, oh, good house. We leave this one alone. And then they take off. That's how they know who the good boys and girls and the bad boys and girls were. If there are cookies out, good boys and girls.
Good thing I always put out cookies, huh?
Exactly. Now, the best kind of cookies obviously have brainy bits. But not everybody can afford brainy bits in today's world. Today's economic times, harsh, harsh, harsh. Whiskey helps, but it's cookies. Alien, cookies. Cookies is what's going to save you. Yay, verily.
I would say what about cookies and whiskey, but that sounds kind of gross.
Hey, that actually works.
Bacon?
Bacon? No. Cookies and whiskey does work. You dunk your cookies in the whiskey.
Really?
No. Don't do that. That would be bad. And
well, good thing
cookies,
I don't
yes.
drink whiskey. Because I wasn't going to try it.
Probably a good thing that you don't drink whiskey. But yeah. Yeah. Cookies, man. That was the origin, the real origin reason for why you put out cookies for Santa. To so that he won't nom on your brains. Yep. And Hellion seems to like his whiskey. It makes him frisky. All right. So pick another number. Pick another number.
9,
huh? Let's see. What's number nine? Spot the monkey.
Spot the monkey. Where'd Spot the Monkey go?
Well, why don't I tell you? They told him he could never walk again. He told them where to go. They told him he could never play an instrument again. He told them how high to jump. Now, they're telling him to go to hell. He's getting ready to tell them he's already been there and he's coming back for more. And you know what? He's got some people coming back with him. All the way from hell. Can you imagine what kind of people he's got coming with him?
Scary people.
No, scary people.
Angry people.
Dead people.
Dead people.
Angry dead people. Angry. And you know why they come back from hell?
No, I'm afraid to find out.
They found the monkey. The funky monkey. The devil monkey. The hunky monkey that came back with the monkey from hell. Have you ever seen the movie Cat's Paw, I think it is? Stephen King's story? No. Maybe. Maybe not.
No. Well, I haven't.
Well, it's an old horror thing, the Cat's Paw, where grants you a wish, you open the monkey's paw. I don't know why I was saying Cat's Paw, but that's because I'm on crazy people cookies right now. So the monkey paw gives you 4 wishes. And when you first get it, the hand is open. And as you make a wish, the fingers go down until the fifth wish is made. And then you're screwed.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of one of these reverse, you get the wishes. Oh, yeah, look, cool. But that wish didn't work out. Oh, here's another wish. Oh, yeah, but that. No, that kind of screwed up too. And then the final wish always puts you back into a very bad place. So, now you know how to get out of hell. You find the devil monkey.
Devil monkey!
Exactly. Now, mind you, if the devil monkey's singing, don't get close to him.
How do you get him to stop singing?
You don't. That's why you don't want to get close to him when he's singing. Because when he's singing, he's been drinking.
Uh-oh.
When he's been drinking, then he's flatulating.
I think that can get kind of stinky, can it?
Especially if you've been drinking. And if you're a monkey, especially. Monkeys can't hold their liquor.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know what monkeys do once they drunk a lot, right?
Other than drunken monkey farts?
Drunken monkey farts, yes. And
eating brains?
No. That would be the zombie one. The monkey's not a zombie. The zombie is a devil zombie, a devil monkey. It pees all over everything.
Oh, gosh.
Exactly. And it's pure acid, so it's like, ah, burning, flesh-eating stuff falling off. And, well, you know how much fun that is to watch on video, right?
Yeah. And, Joe Dog, I think you're thinking about sober monkeys throwing poo in the zoo.
Yeah, the sober monkeys will do that. They usually do that when they don't like you. Or to ward off attacks. They figure, ooh, that stinks. Okay, I'm leaving. Hell, it's going to work for me if something's throwing poo at me. I'm walking away. Sure as hell don't want to be in a room where somebody's throwing poo.
I wouldn't either.
Yep. Okay.
Never smile at a monkey.
Yeah, because they'll attack. Of course, what's really
cool... If you smile at them?
Well, yeah, you're showing your teeth. It's a sign of aggressive nature.
Wow.
Do you have a cat?
I do not. Okay. I have two dogs.
If you want dogs, they don't do this, but cats are really cool for this. Try and stare down a cat. Stare them down. Just the cat's looking at you. Okay, now you stare at it and keep staring
at
it.
What do they do?
Well, Persian cats are the ones that I love to do this to. They'll jump at you.
Really?
Yes, because basically you're asserting dominance to them and they say, whoa, that's no way, man. That's no. They freak out. It's funny. It's funny as hell.
I'll have to try this.
Okay, give me another number.
12. Oh,
12 it is. The captain and the dead.
Dun, dun, dun.
Precisely. So, let's start off with the log lines here. He was a lonely captain on a log haul ocean freighter full of automatic machines and robots. No other souls alive on the ship but himself. He took responsibility for all the things that happened on the ship, between point to point, but it was always a lonely time on the high seas. Then she came into his life. She was a corpse that had broken out of her coffin one evening, as the wind was high and the waves were turbulent. She caught his heart, and then there's the rest of that story, right? So yeah, this one's about a boat, big boat, long haul. Pulling stuff from China and then landing in North America. It's set in the near future. Kind of far, kind of near. You know, a couple 20, 30 years in the future sort of thing. And it just happens to be that this one load has a bunch of corpses. And she's not quite completely dead. Mostly dead. Sort of undead. Walking around, stiff, you know, dead. And then he kind of falls in love with that. Isn't that wanky?
Sounds like a crazy love story.
Exactly. You know, every once in a while, zombies, they have love stories too. They're just weird. Oh, and here I thought Helene, when he said this next line, kind of like me in the morning, I thought he was going to say, kindle like me in the morning. Yeah. So what do you do with a bunch of zombies on a boat? I mean, you're running around. There's dead things chasing after you. You got only so many places you can go, right?
Bake lots of cookies.
Well, yeah.
Where would you go if you were on a boat with a bunch of zombies?
I'd lure them to one of the main decks and start trying to push them off overseas. Into the water. Hopefully. But what I wouldn't do would be in the Romero movie, which one was it? Land of the Dead? Land of the Dead. That was the last one, I think. No, not Land of the Dead. Oh, crap, it's going to hurt me now that I can't remember the name of the movie. But I wouldn't fire a flare gun at them.
Why is that?
Because burning zombies, then what happens? Because what happens when you set fire to a zombie?
They go up in flames?
No, then you have burning zombies running after you. Not a good idea. Because now he's not only just a zombie, but he's on fire and will burn your ass too if he catches you. See?
That could be a bad thing.
You gotta be careful of that stuff. Because sometimes things just get out of control more than you're ready for. And you just can't have that happen. Because otherwise, you'd burned! Big bad burn! Right?
I don't want to burn.
I don't think so. Okay, so, yeah. So the boat, I don't want to give away the story, you know. I love movie reviews from people and the perspectives and the interesting stuff, but they sometimes just give it away. That sucks, right? Hello?
I like it to be a surprise.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I loved about the Avengers movie. Have you seen the Avengers movie yet?
I have not.
You are going to, though, right?
Yes. Just talk to my dad about seeing it.
Excellent. Because one of the things that I really liked about the marketing in that movie, they don't tell you anything in any of the marketing. Nothing. You have no story component, really, that is being displayed to you in any of those commercials that I saw before the movie. It's like, oh, that's pretty. Oh, that's pretty. Oh, that's pretty. Oh, look, he did that. Oh, that's pretty. But it doesn't give you away the story. So you don't know the story until you actually go watch the movie. Yes, we have a Hulk. Hulk, smash! Love this movie, by the way. Highly recommend it to everyone. I don't care that it's got no zombies in it. It's a damn good movie. You all should watch it. Yes. So, people who spoil movies, don't like them. Unless they warn you that they're spoiling a movie. Warn people that you're going to spoil them about the movie. Then you can spoil
alert. Them.
Exactly. You don't get no spoiler alerts, and you then tell everybody the whole freaking movie, I'll hit you with a stick that's so big it'll hit you from yesterday. Oh, and as Helene is asking about all the zombie superheroes, they're not doing that yet. That's too much technology and CGI to do. However,
zombies were the bad guys.
Huh?
I thought zombies were supposed to be the bad guys.
No!
In movies.
There's a whole new series of Marvel comic books talking about Marvel superheroes. That are all
really?
Zombified. Funny thing is, Volume 6 of Marvel Zombies just came out today. Oops, where did I type that? Apparently I didn't type that in the chat room. Yeah, Marvel Zombies. Where is it? I gotta find it. It's over here.
It's over there.
Marvel Zombies. Ducky Dozen. Nazi Zombies. Woohoo!
Did you just say Ducky Zombies?
No, Ducky Dozen.
Oh, I'm imagining like a rubber duck zombie.
Well, they've done that.
Really?
Yep. But I'm not talking about that. Oh, no, that's going to probably be in another session later on. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and they're talking about Ghost Rider in the chat room right now, which everybody should know. Ghost Rider is one of my favorite characters of all time in the Marvel comics. But the movies did not do him justice. I was very sad about that. Damn it, I keep typing in the wrong room. Now I'm going to have to
edit that room over there, this room.
Those people are goofy over there. I want to be in the good people room, which is on the TMV Cafe. So, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Oh, with donuts? EW's got donuts? Where the hell are the donuts?
You better share.
Dude.
They ought to make the day the time changes, the first day of summer.
What?
Well, it's 8 o'clock and it's still light.
A lot of good the extra daylight does us. Now, we've still got a 3-hour drive back. We're not going to be home until after midnight.
Well, if it really bugged you, Johnny, you wouldn't do it.
You think I want to blow Sunday on a scene like this? You know, I figure we're either going to have to move Mother out here or move the grave into Pittsburgh.
She can't make a trip like this.
Oh, you know that she can't. Is there any of that candy left?
No.
Look at this thing. We still remember. I don't. You know, I don't even remember what the man looks like.
Johnny, it takes you 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes to put the wreath on the grave and 6 hours to drive back and forth. Mother wants to remember, so we trot 200 miles into the country and she stays at home.
Well, we're here, John, all right?
Back on? Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back on the air after an interruption due to a technical problem.
Nothing wrong with the radio. Must have been the station.
Which row is it in?
Lost an hour's sleep on the time change.
I think you complain just to hear yourself talk. There it is.
I wonder what happened to the one from last year. Each year we spend good money on these things. We come out here and the one from last year's gone.
Well, the flowers die, and the caretaker or somebody takes them away.
Yeah, a little spit and polish, you can clean this up. Sell it next year. Wonder how many times we bought the same one. Come on, Barb. Church was this morning, huh? Hey, I mean praying's for church, huh? Come on.
I haven't seen you in church lately.
Well... not much sense in my going to church. Do you remember one time when we were small, we were out here? It was from right over there. I jumped out at you from behind the tree, and Grandpa got all excited, and he shook his fist at me, and he said, "Boys, you'll be damned to hell." Remember that? Right over there. Well, you used to really be scared here.
Johnny.
You're still afraid.
Stop it now, I mean it.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're ignorant.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're acting like a child.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
And he's coming to get ya!
Oh, no!
By the way, are you familiar with that movie?
I think I've heard it before, but I can't remember the name of it.
Well, it's the seminal zombie movie that every zombie classic fan is always familiar and rambling and raving and rambling about. That was Night of the Living Dead. That's the first George Romero movie?
I think I saw that on Halloween, and it was like late at night, and we had all the lights off, and me and my brother and all of our friends were watching the movies, and some teenage kids came and rang the doorbell, and like I'm like intensely watching this movie, like just all rigid, all scared, and then I hear a doorbell and I scream bloody murder, and everyone's like, what was that? I'm like, nothing. I didn't do that. I don't know what you're talking about. But like, I was just intensely watching this movie, and in my mind it's like zombies were there to get me.
Well, it was a good movie. I mean, it's kind of dated now. It's old effects and whatever. It's all whatever. But it was built on story. It's like you got such raw emotion going on throughout the whole thing. It's like, oh my God, zombies, and we're all going to die. What the hell do we do? Let's run away. You know, it was good. I liked the movie. Oh, and Hellion says, they're coming to get you, Jazzy. Okay. So, back to our other movies. Pick another number.
Three.
What do we got at three? Oh. The Serpent and the Goldfish.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so here we go. It was a time before man and his selfish, consumptive ways. But the serpent was still there and had things on its mind. There was always more fish in the sea, but lately there were less and less that were biting that he could see. He began the day as he would any other, scouring the oceans and lakes and rivers nearby. Then he found this one little fellow all on his own. And this little guy, he made him a bargoon. Everlasting life for the price of one bite. Now, what do you think that movie's going to be about?
I don't know. Joe Dog said it's a movie so terrifying it has been banned from 13 countries.
Well, 14, really. I mean, if you're going to count Iceland as a country. Yeah, zombie goldfish. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to get into everything. They're going to mess that shit up.
And obviously they're goldfish, so they don't hate the water.
Exactly. And they grow big.
Oh, dear.
You know, a goldfish can get quite big, right?
I have heard that.
Yeah, you can get them up to like about a foot long or whatever as a goldfish. Now imagine some of those as zombies. Yeah, as Bill P. says, into carp. Because technically that's what a goldfish is. It's carp. Carpal tunnel syndrome! Bam. Well, piranhas are not quite zombie goldfish.
They don't go after brains. They go after flesh.
Well, they go for every bit of flesh that you can possibly find. And yep, as Joe Dog was saying, the whole tagline about banned in 13 countries was the original tagline for the midnight showings of Night of the Living Dead.
Oh.
If you want to really get messed up on a movie like that, children shouldn't play with dead things. I think it's banned in the U.S.
Never even heard of it.
I would be surprised if you had. It's a Canadian movie. And it's swear to God, I watched it one day at coming home from school for lunch, watched on TV, and it's like, what the hell is this? Well, let's watch this one. Oh my god! That guy just... Wow! Crap, I gotta go back. Oh, man. It's one of the goriest kinds of movies you can find out there for its time. Nowadays, you can find way more gory movies. But that one at the time, that was pretty gory. So, Serpent and the Goldfish. It's kind of like a, I don't know, call it a buddy-type movie. And what happens is it's all animals. So there's no people, because, you know, people haven't been on the planet yet. It's all that predating humanity stuff. Prehistoric. Oh, wait, there are dinosaurs.
Zombie dinosaurs?
No. No, not zombies. Zombie dinosaurs would be bad. What the hell's going to stop a zombie dinosaur? I mean, seriously.
A zombie dinosaur extinction?
Well, actually, EW was talking about that on our show the other day. I caught part of it. How the dinosaurs probably farted so much they methaned themselves out of existence.
Oh, God.
And when I mentioned that to somebody else, because when I was listening to that, I talking to somebody else, and they're saying, yeah, that theory's been floated around a few times. It comes back and forth every once in a while. Mm. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me that much, but
exactly. So, if that's how the dinosaurs got extinct, is there a way to prevent that from happening to us?
Well, it's... Okay, if you really want to go into dinosaur extinction, it's not just one thing that caused the dinosaurs to be wiped out. There are a number of factors. I'm sure methane production was part of it. I'm sure the asteroid was part of it. I'm sure there was a zombie infection of goldfish that helped push them all over the edge. And, you know, there's countless things that could have helped push them big old dinos off the end of the world. Oh yeah, aliens. Yeah. Aliens.
Fart-gasm. Did we really have to put gasm on the end of fart?
Absolutely he did. Yeah.
Thank you, Hellion.
Hellion just loves his gasms. Gasm. Yep, he did have to do it. Okay, give me another number.
I'm losing track of the numbers I haven't said.
Okay.
Let's go with number one.
Number one? Really? You want to go with number one?
Okay.
Number four.
One.
You pick number one. That's the one we're going with. You've heard the movie about the toys from that company who I shan't name, but is, you know, they got like Mr. Potato Head there and like a Buzz something rhymes with year and whatever, right?
Yes.
About all the toys? Huh? Well, now they have another one coming out. Gore Story!
I would love to see that one.
Me too. Oh, wait, no, I did see this one. So here it is. The toys have been bitten by the thing we dare not speak of, and now they've begun to nom on each other, and it's off with their plastic little heads. They're coming out of the woodwork. They're coming out of the toy chests. They're coming out from every angle of the store. Oh, my God, they're dead! And they're coming for everyone. And they're coming soon to a mind near you. Mwah! Mwah! Doesn't that sound fun?
Okay, so the toys are nibbling on each other.
Well, that's how it starts, the infection, you know?
Right. But do they nibble on humans?
Well, yeah. When they run out of other toys to infect, what do you think else they're going to do? They're going to go after the people.
So let's keep making toys.
Sure.
For them to infect.
Sure. Do you know where most toys get made?
A toy shop?
Nope. Toy shops don't make any toys. They just buy them.
A factory?
Where's most of the factories for toy shops? Toy stores. Toys.
Hellion said China.
Hellion is correct.
EW says Canada.
EW would be incorrect in this case. Greg is even more correct in his pants.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. But yes, most toys are made in China. So, I mean, you make lots of toys, and hope that they're... Then what are you going to get? You're going to get Tribbles! Tons and tons and tons of infected zombie toys running all over the place. I think the best thing to do, blow them all up. But then the story is over too soon. So why do you want to blow them all up? I like to blow them all up.
Isn't it just fun to blow things up?
You know what? I love explosions in movies. I just can't help it. It's like one of the things that somebody says, oh, you got to see this movie. It's great. I say, anything blow up? No? Maybe I'll get to it eventually. Something blow up? Oh, yeah, lots of things. I'll watch this movie right now. Not so much. Jazzy, still with us?
Sorry, I thought Hiccup Fit was going to start.
I gotcha. Okay, so let's do one more. And then we'll segue over to the carryover of the... of the top movie, comic, adaptation, movie-making thing list that you had from last week. So one more.
Let's go with five.
Five. Wait a sec, where's five? Where's five? Oh!
Over there.
There's five. Whoa. Drop Dead Mayans. One? Mayans, sorry. Drop Dead Mayans.
Ooh.
You know what the Mayans are, right?
Aren't they the ones that predicted the end of the world?
Well, everybody's predicted the end
of
the world.
The end of the worlds.
The Mayans were some of the original South American peoples. They're old. Old. They had some fun stuff, you know. They liked to sacrifice people to the aliens. So, that's why they're in the news right now, is because their calendar supposedly runs out at the end of the year, December 21st. You know, when Snooki is due to give birth. Hence the end of the world. Now, technically speaking, the reality is the Mayan calendar really ended, 434 days ago or something like this, because it never takes into account leap years, leap days. So when they converted it, not so much. But this movie, have you ever seen a movie called Drop Dead Fred?
I have not.
You might want to look that one up. That one's about a weird guy named Fred who... It's just weird. But, Drop Dead Mayans. Mayans. Hey, yours, mine, theirs, ours, Mayans. They created their calendar and infused the world with a belief that the world would end when their calendar ran out. Truth was, the world really ended long before that. Just nobody told the Mayans that. So you know what happens. Because this clock is overround. It's all worked up. Everybody's getting all anxious and angry and worried and frustrated and thinking, oh my god, we're gonna die! The end of the world is coming! Guess where the zombies come from? Can you guess?
Oh,
can
no.
You guess? Can you guess? Can you guess? Huh?
The Mayans?
No, they've been dead for a long time.
Oh. Then where?
It's their curse, you know. They got to leave a curse.
Uh-oh.
So, where it is it comes from the library books. The books of the dead! Isn't it a logical place for zombies to come from?
Zombies coming out of books?
Yes.
Like just crawling out?
Yep.
And going, nom, 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 brains.
Yep. Well, I mean, where do you think the best brains are? They're at the library. Got choice pickings there.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Hey, I have a news bit coming in here.
Uh-oh.
Earlier today, there were reports of bizarre activity occurring in the town of Bakersfield, California. Random acts of violence and ritualistic mutilation of bodies were reported to have been occurring. Urban pacification teams have been dispatched to the area and report that everything is under control and there is no cause for alarm. Everybody should just go along with their regular business, live life like normal, blah, blah, blah. You know, don't worry about it. It's all okay.
Wait, isn't that where Lori lives?
I believe that might be.
Has anyone talked to her?
She's not online right now. I don't see her anywhere.
I don't see her.
Uh-oh.
I vote EW as station manager to go check on her.
Yeah, seconded. Motion carries. Go for it. Okay.
No one opposed? Awesome. No one opposed.
Ha-ha! Dun-dun-dun!
Have fun, EW.
Okay, so last week, you had hit me with the top comics adapted to movies. And we kind of left it in the middle there somewhere. So why don't we go back to that and finish that off?
We left off at number 6 with Road to... Perdition.
Well, I never actually watched this movie. I heard good things about it. It looked pretty. I sure as hell probably wouldn't put it up in my number 6. That's for damn sure. It's just one of those people movie things. You know, people talk, people do things, people knock on your door, people shoot other people. It's like, I guess that's fine, but there are no zombies. No superheroes. There's no... I don't know. So I didn't really care too much for it.
Okay, yeah. Now we get into the top 5.
Dun, 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 dun. Are you ready for these? Dun, dun. Hit me.
5 is X-Men First Class.
Ooh, I like that movie. That one was fun. You know what the first X-Men movies, 1, 2, and 2.5, and 2 3/4, and 2 4/5, and number 3, they kind of left a really icky taste in the mouth about watching the movies, because the first one was good because it was new, it was interesting, it was novel, you're introducing characters, and they're all fresh, and it's like, whoa, what the hell? And that really worked for me. I enjoyed that. The second and third movie were kind of... Really? That was the best you could do coming up with that? They really did away with the stories that I liked on that. But X-Men First Class, not original storylines from the original X-Men series that I grew up, but introduced more recently in the Marvel world, was really good because it's bringing forth a new origin for the X-Men. As Bill P. puts in about stopping the Cuban Missile Crisis, but, you know, that's kind of kooky, corny. It's, what do you want? It's Marvel Comics. But they give you really good character intuitiveness. I mean, you really bond with these characters, and you see reasons for why they live, love, die, and all that stuff. And it was a fun movie. I mean, it was, even on its own, as not as a superhero movie, it was a movie that you could enjoy and actually appreciate and understand the characters and their development and their lives as they were going through. Mind you, Emma Frost was a little bit on the cold side, but I liked the rest of them. And it had bacon. Kevin Bacon.
Bacon.
What's the next one?
Okay. Well, for a reminder, for those who weren't here last week,
okay,
we're continuing our top 25 comic book movies. It's a... IGN's list that I found. So we're on number 4. Number 4 is Batman Begins.
Yeah! We love that movie. We really, really, really like that movie. Yeah, we like that movie. That one definitely belongs in the top five in my point of view. It was dark. It was gritty. It was realistic. It got in your face and it made you hurt. Because, quite frankly, that kind of thing is not going to be easy to do. That one was... I liked it. I really liked it. That's all I can say. And yes, I love Christian Bale as Batman. I think he's great in it. I didn't like in the second one when he does the whole voice-changing things, like, I am Batman. That kind of like, sounds like a fake voice. I'm like, dude, really? That was so mean. Yes,
number three is Superman the movie.
I liked the movie. I mean, I really liked the movie. At the time, it was good at the time, but I wouldn't be putting it up in my top five. I thought it was innovative. It was interesting. At the time, it was really well done. Characters were done well. The whole love story between Superman and Lois Lane was perfectly captured. All of the bad guys, everything else was great, but I wouldn't call it in my top five right now. Next!
Number two is Spider-Man 2. I don't agree with that one.
Really?
I couldn't watch all of Spider-Man 2. It was just like, ugh.
They had the worst chick playing Gwen Stacy. She was playing Mary Jane. I was not a big fan of Spider-Man 2. It was okay. It was better than Spider-Man 3. But it's definitely not in my top five. I probably wouldn't necessarily even put it in the top 20. I mean, Spider-Man 2, for crying out loud. Spider-Man 1 I would put up there. But Spider-Man 2,
Yeah.
Number one?
Drum roll. The Dark Knight.
Ooh, Batman again.
I like The Dark Knight. I went and saw theaters, and my brother dressed up as the Joker, face paint and everything. But
hey, Jazzy?
I enjoyed this movie.
Jazzy?
Yes?
Why so serious? My favorite scene in The Dark Knight was, so the Joker's all dressed up in the nurse outfit. He's walking outside of the mall, out into the parking lot. Walking kind of funny looking because, I mean, heels. It's kind of hard to walk in if you're not used to it. Walking kind of funny. He's pressing his little button on his plunger detonator thing. Why is nothing working? What? Looks over back. It's not working. And then pam, start pam, pam, pam. Oh, gotta start running. Gotta start running. Damn, that was a good movie. I love that movie. I wouldn't put it on as my number one. I mean, Avengers would be my number one right now. But
this was put out before the Avengers came out.
Right. But I would definitely put Dark Knight in my top five. However, unlike what these guys did on IGN, I would have Captain America in number five as well. But they've got it like buried at like number eight or nine or something. I was like, what the hell? Oh, and I'd have Scott Pilgrim versus the World. They didn't have Scott Pilgrim versus the World in this list.
No, and I'm so frustrated. I can't find that movie anywhere.
Anywhere.
Blockbusters are closing all around my town, and so they're selling all their DVDs. I went in, they're like, oh, maybe we have it on Blu-ray. They check their system, and they're like, nope, we don't have it at all.
Well, you'll find it eventually. You'll find it eventually. It's a damn good movie. It's fun. It's fun. So
I'm trying to find it.
So we're going to wrap up tonight's show. And next up, we've got Larry Atchley, the Hillian, on Free Pie Night. Pie! Say it with me, Jazzy.
Pie.
Pie! Yeah.
Cake?
Cookies! And right after Free Pie Night, we've got the lovely ladies on Mental Candy, the Canadian Invasion. And they will be chatting about workplace bullying. Whee! That's not so fun. But
those bullies.
Yeah, you gotta nip that in the bud, right?
Yes.
See, that was an entendre there. It was funny. And that is our show for the evening.